It's not the Hard Rock Cafe, and frankly, that is just fine with about everyone that stops here. It's been called the Rock Cafe since it was built in the Depression. Rock, not because of the music, but because of the material used to build it. The unique story of this place is next on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Don Welch is the owner of the Rock Cafe in Stroud, Oklahoma, a place with roots literally in Route 66.
When you look at the building from the outside, it's all made of rock. It was obviously named after the material used in the building, which were rock sandstone that were dug up from the paving of Route 66.
The cafe was established during the Depression. Mamie Mayfield ran the cafe for 22 years, and when the music inside the establishment was considered too raucous for a young person, Mamie changed things to suit.
She had a big jukebox, and she would push it outside and let the young kids dance outside. So this was quite a gathering place for high school students in the day.
Don was from Oklahoma, worked on a cruise ship, but then came back to the state and found the Rock Cafe in 1996. She's owned it since.
What we cook here is an eclectic menu of things that I've discovered in my travels through people in Louisiana and people in Europe, all over the world.
Not only do people come here for the food, but also a connection to the movies. When the director of the movie Cars met Welch as he traveled Route 66, Welch became the inspiration behind the character Sally of Radiator Springs. It created a new market for the cafe.
We certainly never had young children come barreling through the doors. You know, it used to be I had to drag my kid in here because he wanted to go to McDonald's. And now we have these 4- and 5-year-old children telling their parents, "You're taking me to the Rock Cafe." And they could live in Florida. It has literally changed some families' views on the road trip across America.
Traveling the countryside in Stroud, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.